The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
You know, Maroon 5 is the halftime performer for the big game, but it looks like they weren't the first choice. And maybe not even the second choice. But according to Entertainment Tonight, one of the choices was Pink. And Pink turned down the NFL's offer to perform at halftime. The two sides could not come to an agreement, according to Entertainment Tonight. Other big game-related stuff. Huffington Post says that Amy Schumer's not going to star in any of the big commercials because she disapproves of the NFL's blacklisting of Colin Kaepernick. Now, she went on Instagram and said, "I personally told my reps I wouldn't do a big game commercial this year. I know it must sound like a privilege, you know, sacrifice, but it's all that I got. You know, hitting the NFL with the advertisers is the only way to really hurt them." So we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we won't see Amy Schumer in the big game commercials, but, you know, it's a good idea to use your celebrity power and use your voice to tell people, you know, how you feel. And Katy Perry is applauding Taylor Swift for doing just that, using her voice to get people to vote at the November election. She says, "Of course, I think Taylor Swift is setting a great example." And I think she is, too. So if you are not registered to vote, well, shame on you. And if you are registered to vote, hopefully you're going out to actually vote. And I will say this on the other side of that, too. Make sure you're educated with your votes. You know what these people, what their beliefs are, how they feel. And you don't just go by, "Oh, that name looks like something I know," or something like that. So do that. Educate yourself, because there's a lot of stuff on a lot of our ballots. And you got to stay educated on what's going on with all that stuff, because you want to make the right choice. It's like taking a test. You got to study for it if you want to get a good grade. And that's the Daily Dish for this morning.